请我们打开路加福音二十二章。
Let us please turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 22. Let us read from verse 39 to 46.
Yesu 出来，照常往橄榄山去，门徒也跟随他。到了那地方，就对他们说，你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告说：父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪滴点滴。祷告完了，就起来门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了，就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And he came out and proceeded, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, Pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, and said to them, Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, that you may not enter into temptation.
我们再翻到马太福音二十六章。
And let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26.
这一次我们一起来读。
Let us read together now.
中英文都一起读。
Read Chinese and English together.
从三十六节到四十六节。
From verse 36 to 46.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼。就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，匍匐在地，祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦，耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告说的话何时与先前一样，于是来到门徒那里，对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里，起来我们走吧，看啊，卖我的人近了。我们晚上所交通的是要从马太福音二十六章的第三十六节开始，
Tonight we'll share starting from Matthew chapter 26, verse 36.
一直到二十七节的三十二节。
Through chapter 27, verse 32.
但是为了省时间，我们后面的不念。
But in the interest of time, we will not read the rest.
我假设弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这些圣经。
I will assume that brothers and sisters are familiar with these passages.
我也让我们中间有一些年轻人如果觉得很无聊的时候可以去看一看那些东西。
And if our young people have some free time, they can go and read it further.
他们听到是很 boring 的时候去读那些东西。
Oh, or you can read it when you're bored during the message.
所以请你圣经不要合起来。
And so do not close your Bibles.
我们一起有一点祷告。
Now let's bow for some word of prayer.
天父，我们再一次来到你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, again we come to your feet.
我们觉得我们是何等有福气的人。
And we feel so blessed.
因为像我们这样子蛆虫不如的人。
That such worms as we.
居然能够被你拣选。
Could be chosen by you.
成为你的孩子。
To become your children.
并且让我们有机会。
And that we can have an opportunity.
与你所爱的儿女们。
To be together with these children who you love.
一起坐在你的脚前。
To sit at your feet.
我们为着这样的恩典，我们敬拜你。
For this grace, we thank you.
我们再一次求你。
And again, we ask you.
除去我们心中一切拦阻我们接受你话语的东西。
Drive out everything from our hearts that would hinder us from accepting your word.
好让你的话能够落在好土里。
So that your word will fall on good soil.
我们一起等候在你面前。
We are waiting for you together.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
And we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 当我们的主在最后晚餐之后。
When our Lord at the Last Supper,
他说完了他所有要跟门徒们所说的话
had finished saying all the words that he wanted to say to his disciples.
当他为着门徒祷告也祷告完了
and after he had completed his prayer for the disciples,
他对门徒说了一句话
he said one thing to the disciples,
起来吧
get up,
我们走
let us go.
在原文里
In the original language,
那个走
that word go
是一个军事的用语
is a military word, a term
是讲到我们的主充满了信心
it speaks of our Lord being confident
来面对所有他要面对的难处
ready to face all the difficulties ahead of him
圣经告诉我们说他们出来的时候还一路唱着诗歌
The Bible tells us that as they left, they were singing a hymn.
如果我们看主的一生
If we look at the whole life of our Lord,
我们就知道当我们的主来面对十字架的时候
We know that as our Lord faced the cross,
他的心是何等的迫切
His heart was so intense.
Eager.
It's so eager.
他真是巴望那个时刻早
的来到。He longed that this time would come, that the time would come soon. 然而当我们的主来到了克西马尼园。And as our Lord entered,Gethsemane. 我们所读过的圣经 The passages that we have read earlier 实在不像是一个了不起的大英雄 Do not show a hero我们如果看一些所谓的革命电影， If we watch some movies about revolutions, there are always some heroes. Common cleanses about this motilei They can just take the grenades and the bullets and rush forward. They're so brave in the face of death. And in the traditional Chinese novels, there are some great heroes. What's the big deal? If you behead me, it's just another wound. Why is our Lord He so deeply knew who he was. And he had all power. He wasn't a helpless person. You remember when our brother Peter pulled out his knife to come to the rescue? Except he wasn't a good swordsman. He wanted to kill the servant, but only cut off the ear. The Lord said, could I not call 12 legions of angels to come out? Our Lord did not lack power. And it was not that he didn't understand or didn't know what he was facing. One time someone asked me,
didn't he know that he was going to be raised from the dead 3 days later? Why in that Garden of Gethsemane?
你看见我们的主好像是如此的忧愁。
You see our Lord so distraught.
我们的主是如此的软弱。
How weak he seemed.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
坦白地告诉你,
to tell you the truth,
如果你真的花时间来思想这一些的经文,
if you really spend some time meditating on these passages,
在你心灵的深处,
in your heart and soul,
你也会有一个说这是测不透的奥秘,
you will say, this is a deep mystery.
谁能够明白呢?
Who can understand it?
怎么可能有这样子的事情呢?
How can there be such a thing?
如果你看武侠小说,
If you watch some kung fu movies,
有一些人他那个武功很高强的。
There are some great martial artists.
别人把他逮住了。
When they're captured.
啊，别人要怎么样修理他
？And they want to, and the enemies want to beat him up.
你看他多么的有把握。
They are so confident.
要打就打。
Come on.
要怎么样就怎么样。
You can do whatever you like.
但是我们的主。
But our Lord.
你看见他真的是软弱到一个地步。
He seems so weak to such a point.
不只是他的汗流下来如同血滴一样。
His sweat.Were as drops of blood.
不只是他软弱到一个地步，他要去求他的这些宝贝门徒。
He was so weak that he begged his disciples.
哎，拜托一下，不要睡觉了。
Please don't fall asleep.
你们就醒一下下都不行吗
？Can't you stay awake even for a little while?
他甚至于还特别点名了找彼得。
And he even called Peter by name.
你知不知道为什么找彼得
？And do you know why he was looking for Peter?
因为彼得前面听到主说这个会有难处的时候。
Because in the past when Peter heard that our Lord would face troubles.
因为当我们的主讲到说撒迦利亚书里面的那个预言说人要击打牧人呢、啊。
When our Lord had spoken of the prophecy in Zechariah that the shepherd would be struck.
啊，羊都要散了。
And the sheep would be scattered.
你没有看到我们的彼得弟兄
？Did you not see our brother Peter?
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
你搞错了
，You are mistaken。
人家打牧人呢、啊、
，When the shepherd is struck，
别的羊会跑啊
，Other sheep will run。
我彼得这只羊不会跑的呀
，But this sheep, me Peter, I
will not run。我不但不会跑啊
，And not only will I not run，
我保护你呀、啊、
，I will protect you。
我就是为你死都可以啊
，I would even die for you。
所以我们的主在这个时候特别去找他。
And at this point, our Lord specifically went and sought out Peter.
彼得啊，你能不能够醒一下
？Peter, can you remain awake?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够稀奇呀、啊、
？Brothers and sisters, does this astonish you?
造天地的主
，the Creator of the heavens and the earth，
在克西玛尼园里面
，in the Garden of Gethsemane，
他去找这些失败软弱的门徒来帮忙他。
He looked for help from these fallen and weak disciples.
请问你这些门徒能干什么？
Let me ask you, what can these disciples do?
这些门徒什么都不能做。
They cannot do anything.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
你知道有一个好重要的事。
You know that there is a very important point.
一个人在面对他人生极深痛苦的时候。
That when a man is facing a deep agony in his life.
他所需要的不是解释。
He doesn't need explanation.
他所需要也不是什么希望。
He doesn't need hope.
他需要是有人陪着他。
He needs someone to be there with him.
但是今天我们都太忙。
But today we are too busy.
许多有需要的人我们都没有时间陪着他。
We don't have time to spend with those who are in need around us.
我们就跟人家讲几句万事要互相效力。
We just say, all things work together for the good.
我们就告诉他说将来到天上都好了。
We just say, when we're in heaven, it will all be all right.
我们的主在那个时候他要的就是有人陪他。
At that point, our Lord just wanted someone to be with him.
没有人陪他。
But no one was there.
没有人陪他。
No one stayed by him.
我们的主在那里软弱到一个地步。
Our Lord was weak to such a point.
天父后来要派天使来加添他力量。
That the Heavenly Father had to send angels to strengthen him.
谁能够明白这其中的奥秘？
Who can understand the mystery here?
我们的主在克西玛尼园，他到底经历的是一个什么样的经历？
What did our Lord experience here in the Garden of Gethsemane?
有一个传道人。
There's one preacher
他说
who said,
主在克西玛尼园乃是经历一个章顺服遇见了叛逆。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord experienced
the encounter of submission versus rebelling. 我们的主经历这一个奇妙的经历。
And our Lord experienced this strange thing.
我们不知道那个黑暗的世界。
We do not understand that dark world.
我们不知道魔鬼撒旦在那段时间他是如何的试探攻击我们的主。
We don't know how Satan tempted and attacked our Lord.
而我们的主,
but our Lord,
在那段时间里,
in that time period,
好像在腓立比书二章里面所说的,
it was like in Philippians chapter 2,
他是倒空了他的自己,
he emptied himself.
他没有用他神性里面任何一点的能力,
he did not use any little bit of power from his divine nature.
他是站在一个人的地位上,
he stood in the position of a man, of a human.
他要把亚当在第一个garden里面所失去的, 他在最后的这个garden要赢回来。
He was to win in this garden what Adam had lost in the Garden of Eden.
亚当在第一个乐园,第一个garden里面所失去的就是人对着神绝对的顺服。
What Adam had lost in the Garden of Eden was the absolute obedience of man to God.
而主在这里要经历的就是他要站在一个人的地位上对着主绝对的顺服。
And here in the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord was to stand in the position of a human and utterly obey God.
主在那里说,我心里甚是忧伤。
Our Lord said, my soul is deeply grieved.
有人告诉我们说,主在这里用的字比今天的depression还要厉害。
Now some have explained that the word used here is even worse than what we term depression.
主所在克西马尼园经历的东西是我们不能够明白的。
We cannot understand what our Lord experienced here in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那里是一场极大的征战。
There is a deep struggle.
我们不知道在那个征战里面发生了什么事。
And we don't know what happened in that struggle.
不要忘记,
do not forget.
我们的主只有30几岁。
Our Lord was only in his early 30s.
我们主是一生做劳动的人。
And he had worked with his hands his whole life.
他是非常健壮的人。
He was healthy and strong.
但是他会被攻击软弱到一个地步。
But he was attacked and weakened to such a point.
他不只是跪在地上祷告。
That he was not only kneeling on the ground.
他是趴在地上。
He had become prostrate.
他是受苦到一个地步。
He suffered to such a point.
他是力不能胜。
That his strength could not overcome it.
克西马尼园里面,
but there in the Garden of Gethsemane,
不只是有那个黑暗的征战,
not only was this dark struggle,
可惜马林园里面,
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
有那个苦悲啊,
there was this bitter cup.
我们有谁能够明白什么叫苦悲?
Who among us can understand what is a bitter cup?
我们今天在生命中我们都尝过不同的痛苦。
In each of our lives, we've experienced different kinds of pain.
但是我们这些痛苦跟主的苦悲是没有办法相比的。
But how can our pain compare with what our Lord experienced?
这一个 cup of bitterness,
this cup of bitterness,
在主的面前,
was before our Lord.
他有两个选择。
And he had two choices.
他可以选择不要喝。
He could choose not to drink it.
他也可以选择去喝下去。
And he could choose to drink it.
这个苦杯里面有什么?
What was in this cup of bitterness?
圣灵没有告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit did not tell us.
但是许多读经的人,
but many Bible scholars
告诉我们,
tell us
这个苦杯里面不只是有孤单,
that in the cup of bitterness was loneliness,
不只是有失望,
not just disappointment,
不只是有忧愁,
not just anxiety,
不只是有 祷告的时候听到no做答案,
not only hearing no in response to prayers,
在这个苦杯里面,
in this bitter cup,
有神的愤怒,
was the wrath of God.
在这个苦杯里面,
in this bitter cup,
有世人的罪恶,
was the sin of man.
这个苦杯,
in this bitter cup,
是要让那个不知道罪的成为罪,
was letting him who knew no sin to become sin.
让这一个全然圣洁美丽无瑕无疵的羔羊,
that this blameless, holy Lamb of God without any blemish or fault,
要承受全人类自古到今一切的罪孽。
That he would bear the sins of the whole world from history past to present.
我们都知道在变化山上。
We know that on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的主已经证明了。
Our Lord had already demonstrated.
他的一生。
That his whole life.
已经完全活出了父神盼望一个人在地上可以活出的样式。
Had already lived out all that the Heavenly Father would hope for.In a human life.
而我们的主,
and our Lord.
因为他已经活出来这个样子,
because he had lived out such a life.
他已经有权力升上高天,
he had the right to ascend.
他不需要再经历这一些,
he did not have to experience all this.
但是我们的主,
but our Lord.
在克西马尼园里面,
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他要选择,
he was to choose.
他要选择顺服神。
He was to choose to obey God.
他要选择来爱你跟我。
He chose to love you and me.
他接受了这个苦杯。
And he accepted this cup of bitterness.
我们不知道是什么样的力量让主能够胜过。
We do not know what strength enabled our Lord to overcome.
我们不知道我们的主承受了多少。
And we do not know how much our Lord bore.
我们这么平凡的人。
We are such common creatures.
我们这些生在罪中、长在罪中的人。
We have been born in sin and we have been raised in sin.
有没有经历过一些时候？
Have we ever experienced?
当有一些人讲一些非常罪恶、罪恶的事在我们面前的时候。
That when someone...says something very sinful before us.
虽然我们还没有陷在那个罪里,
even though we have not succumbed to that sin,
就听到那些罪恶都让我们里面好像要吐出来一样,
just hearing those sinful things make us want to vomit.
如果像我们这个生在罪中、长在罪中的人碰到罪恶我们还是这样的难以忍受,
if weare so uncomfortable in the presence of sin, even though we have been born and raised in sin.
想一想这位不知道罪的。
Consider what of one who had never known sin.
从来没有犯过罪的。
He had never committed a sin.
要承受人间所有的罪孽。
And he was to bear the sins and iniquities of the whole world.
这是何等沉重的事。
What a heavy and weighty matter.
主啊，他逐着祷告。
Our Lord's prayer.
我父啊。
Father, my Father.
这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝。
If it is not possible that this cup should pass from me.
就愿你的旨意成全。
Then let your will be done.
弟兄姊妹，当主真的服下来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when our Lord...submitted his will.
你从后面的圣经再读下去。
And when you read from that point on,
你发现我们的主力量恢复了。
You will find that our Lord's strength was restored.
我们的主站起来。
Our Lord, he stood up.
当他面对所有其他问题的时候。
And when he faced all other problems,
他像一个尊贵的君王。
He was as a noble king.
他不再是那样子的软弱。
He was not weak as before.
克西马尼
Gethsemane
那是一个榨油的地方
That is a place
Oil press
That is an oil press
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
主是橄榄树
Our Lord was the olive tree
我们的主也是最美的橄榄
And he is the most beautiful olive
而父让他经过克西马尼园这样子的油榨
But our Lord allowed him to go through this oil press of Gethsemane.
好让他里面的丰满能够流露出来。
So that fullness and abundance within him would come out.
在你我一生跟随主的路上。
And on this road that you and I take to follow our Lord.
我们都会有我们的小克西马尼。
We will all have our little Gethsemanes.
我们都会尝到那一个孤单痛苦的经历。
We will all experience a little of that loneliness and suffering.
我们都会尝到那些让我们非常痛苦的事情。
We'll taste of painful situations.
在这样子一个油炸的过程中。
But through this oil pressing,
主能够让圣灵充满在我们的里面。
The Lord can allow the Holy Spirit to fill us.
很多人喜欢圣灵充满。
Oh, many people long for being filled by the Holy Spirit.
很多人也享受圣灵充满。
They enjoy being filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
真正的圣灵充满。
The true filling of the Holy Spirit.
永远不是为了自己
is never for ourselves
乃是为着神
but for God
也是为着别人
and for others
我们的主
our Lord
他在克西马尼园
when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane
经过油炸
and he went through that oil press
经过他的顺服
he submitted his will
这一个奇妙的经历
This amazing experience
就成了我们众人的祝福
became the blessing for us all
许多人在人生中都怕有苦难
Many people fear troubles in their lives
许多人在苦难中真的都跟主祷告求主把那杯拿去
Many people pray during their times of sufferings, Lord, let this cup be taken from me.
许多人如果主听了他的祷告把杯拿去他就非常感谢主。
And many people, if the Lord hears and answers that prayer and takes the cup away, they thank the Lord.
如果主不拿去他就实在是觉得主为什么这么不听话。
And if the Lord does not take the cup away, they think, why is the Lord so disobedient?
不是经过不经过苦难。
The question is not whether or not to experience suffering.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主没有骗过我们。
The Lord never lied to us.
他早早地告诉我们。
He told us very early on.
你们在世上有苦难。
In this world, you will have trouble.
主没有说万一可能你有苦难。
The Lord did not say, just in case, should it happen that you suffer.
主说你们在世上有苦难。
The Lord said, in this world you will have trouble.
很清楚。
It is very clear.
问题不是有没有苦难。
The question is not whether or not we will experience suffering.
问题是经过苦难你变成了什么。
The question is, what happens to you through suffering?
经过了苦难流出来的是什么。
What flows out of suffering?
是苦毒吗？
Is it bitterness?
是不信了吗?
Is it disbelief?
是埋怨吗?
Is it complaints?
还是经过苦难把恩典跟祝福带给别人把荣耀带给神?
Or does grace and blessing flow to man and glory to God?
主在克西马尼园
Our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane
他得胜
He was victorious.
当他得胜以后
And when he was victorious,
他就面对出卖
He faced betrayal.
这一段的记载
In this record,
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读的时候有什么感想
I don't know how it makes you feel when you read it.
我每次读到这里
Every time I read to here,
我都有一个问题。
I have a question.
犹大，犹大。
Judas, Judas.
为什么你干这种傻事呢？
Why did you do such a silly thing?
你跟他跟了三年多了。
You had already followed him for 3 years.
主没有亏待过你啊。
Our Lord did not treat you poorly.
你还是管财务的呀。
And you were the treasurer.
主没有亏待过犹大一点呢。
Our Lord did not owe Judas anything.
你为什么要出卖你的主呢
？Why did you betray your Lord?
好吧，就算你要出卖了。
And let's say you really had to betray him.
你为什么不能用手指头指一指就算了呢？
Why couldn't you just point to him?
你为什么要用亲吻来出卖他？
Why did you betray him with a kiss?
有没有想过？
Have you thought about this question?
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你知道吗？
Do you know?
出卖，
Betrayal.
是只有你爱的人才能够使用的武器对付你。
Is a weapon that can only be used by those who are close to you, who you love.
你的仇敌没有办法出卖你。
Your enemies cannot betray you.
只有你爱的人才可以出卖你。
Only one who you love can betray you.
出卖比被弃绝还要痛苦。
Betrayal is worse than rejection.
被弃绝不过是好像在你的身上划了一刀的伤口。
Rejection is like a wound, a cut across your flesh.
背叛乃是在这个伤口上撒上盐。
But betrayal is to spread salt over it.
被出卖比被人家羞辱还要难受。
To be betrayal feels worse than being mocked.
因为羞辱它只是攻击你的骄傲。
Because being mocked only attacks your pride.
出卖却能够让你的心碎了。
Betrayal can break your heart.
出卖比孤单还要可怕。
Betrayal is more frightening than loneliness.
孤单让人觉得非常的心寒。
Loneliness makes your heart feel cold.
出卖让你的心死。
But betrayal kills your heart.
一个结婚八年的先生。
A husband who had been married for 8 years.
有一天回家告诉他的妻子。
One day returned home and told his wife.
他跟他的秘书已经有2年多的外遇。
He had been having an affair for 2 years with his secretary.
现在秘书怀孕了。
And the secretary was pregnant.
所以他要求离婚。
And so he asked for a divorce.
这是出卖。
That is betrayal.
有一个老妈妈。
One old mother.
有一天发现他那个吸毒的儿子。
Found that her druggy son.
回来把他从 Social Security 领回来的生活费偷走了。
Had stolen all of her Social Security assets.
这个叫出卖。
That is betrayal.
许多人活在这个世上。
Many people live on this world.
也有一些被出卖的经历。
And have experienced betrayal.
我前不久 interview 一个人。
Not too long ago, I interviewed someone.
他是那个公司的副总裁。
He was the vice president of that company.
为着公司有更好的发展。
So that the company could have better development.
他们跟另外一个公司合并。
They merged with another company.
他在整个这个过程中用尽他一切的心力。
He used all his efforts.
好让这一次可以公司有一个更大更美的前途。
To ensure that this combined company could have a bright future.
终于合并成功。
And the merger was successful.
2年以后。
2 years later.
他就被请走路。
He was asked to leave.
那是在他已经把他人生中最美好的25年给了这个公司。
This is after he had already given his best 25 years to that company.
出卖。
Betrayal.
不是个好滋味。
Is not a good feeling.
但是我们怎么面对出卖呢？
But how do we face betrayal?
我们生气。
We can be angry.
我们报复。
We can take revenge.
我们逃避。
We can escape it.
主耶稣怎么面对出卖他的人呢？
How did our Lord face those who betrayed him?
主在晚餐的时候。
At dinner, our Lord.
主给犹大洗了脚。
Washed Judas's feet.
在最后晚餐的时候，主还再一次的警告，再警告。
And at the Last Supper, our Lord warned Judas, and again.
主再蘸拿饼蘸了醋给犹大吃。
Our Lord dipped the bread in the vinegar and gave it to Judas.
到了克西马尼。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当犹大要来出卖他的时候。
When Judas came toward him to betray him.
主知道
Our Lord knew.
他说时候到了
He said, the time is here.
人子被卖在罪人手里了
The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
他知道
He knew.
他知道他用什么方法出卖他
And he knew what method Judas would use to betray him.
如果是你
If it were you,
你会让一个要出卖的你的人再来亲你一下吗
Would you allow one who was about to betray you to kiss you again?
少来了
Don't come near me.
你要卖就卖吧
Go ahead, betray me.
主让他亲吻
But our Lord allowed him to kiss him.
不但如此
And not only so.
主怎么称呼他
How did our Lord greet him?
My friend, 我的朋友，我不知道你怎么能够理解。
I don't know how you can understand this.
卖你的人呢、啊、
？This is the your betrayer.
你的朋友。
And you call him friend?
我们家里常常有不同的人来住。
We often have different visitors stay over our house.
有的人住几天。
Some come for a few days.
有的人住很长的时间。
Others stay with us for a long time.
有的人在我们家住十年八年了。
Even 8 to 10 years.
现在的年轻人在我们家住大概都是两年左右就要请他们走了。
The young people who live with us now usually stay for about 2 years and then we ask them to move on.
在过去的几十年中间呢。
But in the past...A few decades.
有两个人来我们家住。
There have been two people who have lived at our house.
是给我们最多痛苦的。
Who gave us the most pain.
半夜三点、两点、一点，随便他高兴，什么时候要吵你就吵你。
Doesn't matter. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 1 a.m. As long as he or she feels like it, they bother you.
而且、啊、非常没有礼貌
And very rudely so
他要什么就要什么
Whatever he or she wants He demands
要是晚一点给他发脾气
And if you give it to him or her later They get angry
有的时候在别人面前
Sometimes in front of other people
大哭大吵大闹
They cry and they fuss
完全不给面子
Doesn't show any respect
而且一点都不讲卫生
And completely unhygienic.
随处大小便
They pee and poop everywhere.
最可恶的一次
And what is most ridiculous?
居然对着我的脸尿尿
That they peed in my face.
你知道那两个是谁吗
Do you know who these two are?
我儿子跟我女儿。
My son and my daughter.
不止小的时候这样子给我们痛苦啊。
Not only do they cause as much grief in, when they were young.
哇长大更痛苦啊。
There's even more grief when, now that they're grown up.
虽然给我们带来这么大的痛苦。
But even though they brought so much pain to us.
我们从来不舍得让他们离开。
We are never willing that they should leave us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
犹大伤主的心多深你知道吗
Do you know how deeply Judas hurt our Lord's heart?
但是主不舍得让犹大走。
But our Lord was unwilling to let Judas go.
到最后一秒钟。
Until the last second.
我的朋友
He said, my friend.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
仇恨不会给我们带来平安。
Hatred will not bring us peace.
愤怒不能解决问题。
Violence cannot resolve any problems.
报复不会消去我们的痛苦。
Revenge will not ease our suffering.
只有十字架不死的爱。
Only the undying love of the cross.
才有机会挽回人。
Gives the opportunity to turn someone back.
有一次有一个姊妹跟我说，
One time a sister said to me,
不公平，不公平，不公平。
This is unfair, unfair, unfair.
为什么要赦免他？
Why do I need to forgive him?
我说姊妹啊，
I said, sister,
如果你早早学会生命本来就不公平。
If you had learned early on that life just is not fair,
只有等主耶稣第二次回来。
Only when our Lord returns that second time,
那个时候才会有公义。
Only then will there be justice.
那个时候有新天新地。
There will be a new heaven and a new earth.
义要居住在其中。
And righteousness will inhabit the earth.
今天我们面对出卖。
Today when we face betrayal,
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
只有赦免。
Only forgiveness.
只有爱。
Only love.
然后我们的主就被抓去审判。
And then our Lord was taken to judgment.
我们主总共被审了三次。
Our Lord was tried three times.
大祭司
before the high priest,
希律王
before Herod,
比拉多
and before Pontius Pilate.
我们主是真正的大祭司。
Our Lord was the true high priest.
真大祭司现在被假大祭司审判。
And here we have the true high priest being tried by the false high priest.
我们的主是真正的君王。
Our Lord was the true king.
真正的王现在被一个假王，一个傀儡王叫希律王来审判。
The true king was being tried by the puppet king Herod.
我们的主是真正的领袖。
Our Lord was the true leader.
他被一个假领袖比拉多来审判。
And he was being tried by the false leader Pontius Pilate.
所以我称这段圣经。
And so I call this passage of scripture.
是当真的遇见了假的。
When true meets false.
你看这个大祭司审判我们的主。
Let us see how this so-called high priest judges our Lord.
我们的主怎么回答？
And how did our Lord reply?
主说，我从来是明明的对世人说话。
He said, I have always spoken
openly
in the temple.
我常在会堂和殿里面。
I have been out in the temple.
就是犹太人聚集的地方教训人。
Where I have been teaching where everyone gathers.
我在暗地里并没有说什么。
I did not say anything in hidden.
这个真大祭司。
The true high priest.
他说什么都是公开说的。
Everything he said was openly.
他没有在背后私下动什么，暗地里说什么。
He did not say anything behind the scenes or hidden.
但是你记得祭司长和全公会，他们是要寻找假见证控告耶稣。
But you know that the chief priests and the whole council had been trying to obtain false testimony.
寻找假见证都是在暗地里做的。
And all this was done undercover behind the scenes.
你从来没有看一个法院里面，他们要去找假见证是公开干的。
You never see a court openly looking for false testimony.
希律这个假王
Herod, this puppet king,
他本来看到耶稣被送到他这里的时候
when he first saw that Jesus had been delivered to him,
他很开心啊
he was excited,
因为他听过很多关于耶稣的事
because he had heard so much about Jesus,
他准备看耶稣露一手给他看看
he wanted to have Jesus do a show for him,
他希望耶稣会行几个神迹啊
he hoped that Jesus would do a few miracles,
结果他怎么说耶稣一句不回答
But no matter what he said, Jesus would not reply.
圣经说，在路加福音里面，圣经说，耶稣却一言不发。
In Luke it says, "Not our Lord said not a word."
你知道我们的主
？Do you know our Lord?
你不要以为他那个时候已经失去了行神迹的能力啊。
Don't think that he had lost the power to perform miracles.
你忘记了刚刚在克西马尼园里面
？Don't forget just earlier in the Garden of Gethsemane.
彼得闯了祸，砍掉一个耳朵。
When Peter messed up and cut off the servant's ear.
我们的主赶快捡起来又放回去啊。
Our Lord picked it up and put it back.
那可没有人要求主来行神迹啊。
No one had asked our Lord for a miracle then.
在这里。
But here.
如果我们说要行神迹。
If we say perform a miracle.
主最后这几天应该是行神迹最好的机会。
These last days should have been the best opportunity for our Lord to perform miracles.
因为各地的犹太人都到耶路撒冷来过节了。
Because the Jews from all over the country had come to Jerusalem.
哎呀，如果这个时候，如果主真的要帮助犹太人。
If the Lord really wanted to help the Jewish people.
照我想。
According to my thinking,
主你怎么既然这么爱他们
？Lord, since you love them so much,
这么不舍得
，and you're so unwilling to let them go,
就露几手给他们看看嘛。
Just perform a few miracles for them.
想象一下
，use your imagination.
如果主那天骑了驴子进耶路撒冷
，if our Lord came in riding on that donkey,
在千万人面前
，and among the tens of thousands,
主对驴子说。
The Lord said to the donkey,
开始讲道。
Okay, start preaching.
你想想看那会怎么样？
Just imagine what would have happened.
或者是主去洁净圣殿的时候。
Or as he went to cleanse the temple.
主可以说天开了。
The Lord could have said, heavens be opened.
来几个天使上去下来一下。
Let's have a few angels come up and down.
你想这些人还有谁敢问主耶稣说你是哪个神学院毕业的
？Who would have dared to say what seminary did you graduate from to our Lord？
这些人要来抓主的时候
，And when these people came to arrest our Lord，
主难道不能就往那一站
？Our Lord could have stood there，
你就拖吧
，And said， "Okay， try to move me."
他行不行啊？
Could our Lord have done that or no?
地上都有人可以往那一站，十个人、八个人拖不动。
Even an ordinary human being can stand there and not be moved by 8 to 10 people.
我们的主如果往那一站
，Now if our Lord were to stand there,
谁拖得动他
？Who could move him?
什么神迹他都没有行。
No, he did not perform any miracles.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
We often have a misconception.
我们以为人看了神迹就会信。
We think that if someone sees a miracle, they will believe.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的读圣经
，Brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible carefully,
你才知道只有信心才会带下神迹。
You know that only faith brings about miracles.
而不是神迹带出信心。
It is not miracles that brings about faith.
有一本书叫《神迹奇事》
，And so there is a book called Signs and Wonders，
就专门谈这方面的问题。
This book specifically speaks about these matters。
这个假的王
，Now this false king，
他看了耶稣居然一手都没有。
When he saw that Jesus was not performing any miracles，
他就藐视耶稣。
He mocked our Lord。
他就戏弄他。
He despised him.
我们的主一言不发。
But our Lord did not reply.
希律找不到主有什么问题。
Pilate did not find anything wrong.
Herod.
Oh, Herod did not find anything wrong.
把他送回给比拉多。
And sent him back to Pilate.
我们没有时间讲比拉多的故事。
We do not have enough time to discuss the story of Pontius Pilate.
比拉多是当时在犹太地的最高领袖。
Pilate was the highest leader at the time than in Jerusalem.
他应该是真正的一个领袖。
And he should have been a true leader.
但他不是。
But he wasn't.
他一直不愿意做决定。
He was unwilling to make a decision.
他一直推责任。
He kept shifting the blame and responsibility.
因为他老婆已经警告过他了。
Because his wife had warned him already.
我做了梦啊,
I had a dream.
那可是个义人啊,
that is a righteous man.
你千万别惹他呀,
you better not mess with him.
比拉多知道,
so Pontius Pilate knew.
他也知道这些人要来搞耶稣都是出于嫉妒。
And Pilate knew that all these people against Jesus were doing so out of jealousy.
所以他想办法要放耶稣。
And he tried to think of a way to release Jesus.
这个假领袖,
this false leader,
他是听群众的声音。
Listen to the voices of the multitudes.
而不凭他的良心做事。
And did not act according to his conscience.
也不听太太的话。
And did not obey his wife.
所以做弟兄的,
and so brothers,
多听听太太不吃亏的呀。
Listen to what your wives have to say.
但是我们的主呢?
What of our Lord?
他是一个真领袖。
He was a true leader.
真领袖就是在生命受到威胁的时候,
a true leader, when his own life is threatened,
他还是坚持他所当说的话。
He still holds to the words that he believes are true.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我告诉你一件很重要的事。
Let me tell you one important thing.
一个好的交响乐团的指挥,
a good orchestra conductor,
他必须是背对着群众的人,
must have his back facing the audience.
一个传道人,
and a preacher,
一个要为主说话的人,
one who would speak for the Lord,
必须是一个背对着群众的人,
must have his back facing the audience.
不讨人的欢喜,
not seeking the approval of man,
面对我们的主,
but facing our Lord.
真的领袖,
a true leader,
不是听群众要什么,
does not just listen to what the crowds ask for.
真的领袖,
a true leader,
是把人带到主的面前,
brings the people before our God.
三个法庭,
three trials,
找不出耶稣有任何的罪,
could not find any sin with our Lord.
我真是佩服我们的主。
And I really am impressed by our Lord.
谁能够经得起别人查?
Who can withstand such scrutiny?
你们从台湾来的人都知道。
If you are from Taiwan, you know.
最青年的人。
The sinful youth.
最没有被 corrupt 的一个官员,
the most uncorrupted official,
都经不起查呀,
cannot undergo scrutiny and come out clean.
我们的主,
our Lord,
经得起查,
he can withstand scrutiny.
这三个人,
these three people,
都做了选择,
all made a choice.
他们都要为他们的选择负责任,
and they must bear the consequences of their decisions.
他们的选择就是拒绝耶稣,
and their choices were to reject Christ.
比拉多假心假意地去洗手,
Pilate, as a hypocrite, washed his hands.
好像不干他的事,
as though it then had nothing to do with him.
弟兄姊妹请你记住,
but brothers and sisters, please remember,
不做决定是已经做了一个决定,
that not making a choice is making a choice.
传说告诉我们,
legend tells us,
比拉多的太太后来信了主,
that Pilate's wife became a Christian.
但是比拉多一直到死就住在一个湖边, 从早洗手洗到晚上。
But Pilate lived by a lake his whole life, washing his hands from morning to night.
最后我们的主被判刑。
Finally, our Lord was convicted.
如果我们看到当这些人来逮捕我们的主,
when we see these people coming to arrest our Lord,
当我们看到我们的主在被审判的这个过程中间的时候,
and when we see how our Lord underwent all these trials,
我们的主受到相当多的羞辱,
our Lord endured such shame,
也受到相当的欺负,
and bullying.
如果你有兴趣, 你翻到路加福音22章,
if you're interested, you can turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 22.
63节到65节。
Verse 63 to 65. It says that now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him and beating him.
又蒙着他的眼问他说，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁？
And they blindfolded him and were asking him, saying, prophesy, who is the one who hit you?
他们还用许多别的话辱骂他。
And they were saying many other things against him, blaspheming.
我称这一段圣经,
I call this passage of Scripture,
是当良善遇见邪恶,
when righteousness meets evil,
当 majesty meet misery,
when majesty meets misery.
要知道来抓耶稣的这些人,
you have to know that those who arrested Jesus
带着刀带着棍,
have brought sticks and clubs and swords.
他们是一大群的人啊,
and it was a whole crowd of them.
他们来抓一个小小的耶稣啊,
and they were just coming to arrest this one small Jesus.
还记不记得他们要逮耶稣的时候,
and do you remember when he came to arrest him?
耶稣问说你们要找谁啊?
Jesus asked them, who are you looking for?
他们说我们要找拿撒勒人耶稣,
they said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth.
耶稣说,
and Jesus said, I am he.
这些人听到这句话有什么结果吗?
And what was the reaction of these people?
全部都向后倒在地上,
they all fell back to the ground.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
新约圣经里面,
in the New Testament,
这是唯一一个地方,
this is the only place,
记载着人在神的面前是向后面倒的,
that records man meeting God and falling back.
这就是为什么我劝很多弟兄姐妹,
and this is why I advise many brothers and sisters,
如果你去一个聚会,
if you go to a meeting,
他告诉你圣灵充满你往后面倒,
and they tell you that if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will fall backward,
你就知道那一定不是圣灵,
then you know that's not the Holy Spirit.
因为全本圣经里面,
because in the whole Bible,
人遇见主,
whenever a person meets God,
都是脸伏于地,
they fall forward, their face to the ground.
只有新约这个克西马尼园的兵丁, 是听到主耶稣讲一句 I am, 吓得就往后面全部倒下去。
It is only these people in the Old Testament, in the New Testament here, who fall backward, and that's because they heard our Lord say, I am.
我们不知道为什么他们听到主讲一句 I am, 就吓得往后面倒。
And we don't know why, when they heard our Lord say, I am, they fell back.
是不是在主说那一句话的时候，主的全能差一点就显露出来了呢？
Is it that when our Lord said, I am, his omnipotence was close to leaking out?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们很肯定的知道这一群人是懦夫,
but we are certain that these were farmers,
cowards.
Oh, cowards.
抓耶稣的时候，耶稣一句话，像吓得半死。
I mean, Jesus just said one word, and they were all terrified.
现在逮到耶稣了。
And now they've arrested our Lord.
而且是捆绑起来。
And he was bound.
哦，他们现在很有把握了。
And so now they were confident.
他们现在很厉害了。
Oh, they were strong now.
他们现在可以拿耶稣开心。And
they can have their way with Jesus.
当你看这段记载的时候，
When you read this passage of scripture，
你难以想象，
It is hard for you to imagine，
全能者，
That the all-powerful one，
无所不能的，
With him nothing is impossible，
被捆绑，
But he was bound，
荣耀的君王，
This glorious king，
被嘲笑，
Was mocked。
记不记得他们要钉主十字架之前
Do you remember before they were to crucify him?
他们说你是犹太人的王啊
He said, are you the king of the Jews?
王怎么能够没有冠冕呢
How can a king not have a crown?
他们就用荆棘做的冠冕加在主的头上
And this, so they made a crown of thorns and put it on our Lord's brow.
你能够想象吗
Can you imagine?
他们用一个袍子给主披上。
They put a robe on our Lord.
Oh, 犹太人的王啊。
Oh, King of the Jews.
Oh, 我们要敬拜你啊。
We bow to worship you.
荣耀的王。
This is the glorious King.
被这些像蛆虫不如的人如此的嘲笑。
And he was mocked in this way by not even worms.
一个从来没有犯过罪的主
Our Lord, who had never committed any sin,
完全良善的主
He was all righteous, all good, and he was whipped.
看过 The Passion of Christ 的电影的弟兄姐妹
If there are brothers and sisters who have seen The Passion of the Christ,
你就知道罗马人那个打有多可怕
You know how Horrible is the Roman beating.
因为罗马人那个鞭子
Because the whip that they used
前面有一个铅块
had a metal piece attached to it.
铅块上面还有一个小钩子
and a hook.
一打下去
Once one is struck by it,
皮开了
the flesh would be torn.
筋被拉出来
The tendon would be pulled out.
他犯了什么错?
What did he do to deserve this?
他要这样子的被鞭打。
That he should be whipped in this way.
他是全知者。
He was omniscient.
他什么都知道的。
He knew everything.
然而他们把他的眼睛绑起来。
And yet they blindfolded him.
叫他猜。
And asked him,
谁打你的呀?
Prophesy, who hit you?
最尊贵的神
The most majestic God
被人打耳光
Was hit in the head
被人吐口水
Was spit upon
弟兄姊妹当我们看这些记载的时候
Brothers and sisters When we see what is written
我们看到我们的主他是何等的忍耐
We see the incredible patience of our Lord.
他为什么忍下这口气?
Why did he hold back his temper?
为什么他忍受这样的羞辱?
Why did he endure such humiliation?
他为什么忍受这样子的痛苦?
Why did he endure such pain and suffering?
我们的主
Our Lord.
他一句话都没有讲。
He did not say anything.
一句话都没有讲。
Not a single word.
他虽然没有讲话。
But even though he did not speak.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他却说出了最有力的讲道。
He spoke the strongest message.
不说话。
Without speaking a word.
有的时候比说话还有能力。
Sometimes not speaking is more powerful than speaking.
我们的主一句话都没有。
Our Lord did not say a word.
他真的好像羊被带到宰杀之地。
He truly was like a sheep led to the slaughter.
他真的好像羊在那个剪羊毛人的手下一声都没有。
Like a sheep before his shears, silent.
有一年我们有机会到澳洲去服侍。
One year we had the opportunity to serve in Australia.
服侍完了以后,
and afterward,
当地的弟兄姊妹很有爱心,
the local brothers and sisters had a lot of love.
我希望有些弟兄姊妹你羡慕得到别人的爱心就羡慕做先知。
So I hope that some brothers and sisters might aspire to gain other people's love by aspiring to the gift of preaching and prophecy.
他们带我们到一个农场去,
so anyways, they brought us to a farm
是一个养羊的农场,
that raised sheep.
有好多种不同的羊,
there were many different kinds of sheep.
我从来不知道羊有这么多种,
I never knew there were so many kinds of sheep.
长得也不一样,
they looked different.
他们的毛也不一样,
their wool was different.
他们很多都不一样,
there were many differences among them.
那一天有一个很精彩的表演,
and there was an exciting performance that day.
就是他们剪羊毛给我们看,
they would show us how a sheep is sheared.
我不知道羊有那么大,
I didn't know that sheep were so big.
他们说最好的那种羊毛的那种羊是很大的羊啊,
they said that the sheep with the best wool is very large.
那个羊拉起来比一个人还高啊,
when you lift it up, it is even taller, it is even bigger than a man.
真的很大,
it's very big.
然后那个人就拿了一个电剪,
and then the man took an electric shear,
就把那个羊身上啊在那边剪羊毛啊,
and then just sheared the sheep.
那个羊真乖哦,
the sheep was so obedient.
随便他怎么整哦,
no matter how he sheared him,
转过来搞过去啊,
he pulled him this way and that way.
有好几次,
many times,
那个电剪就剪到他的皮,
the electric razor slipped and cut the sheep.
血都流出来,
blood flowed.
但是很稀奇,
but amazingly,
那个羊一声都不吭啊,
the sheep was silent.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
你我这一生,
you and me in our lives,
多少时候我们也会受到误会,
sometimes we also are misunderstood,
多少的时候我们也受到羞辱,
we are also humiliated,
多少的时候我们好像觉得人家在欺骗我们,
and we think others are lying to us,
多少的时候我们好像觉得被人嘲笑和羞辱,
and we think that we are mocked by others,
甚至于好像觉得别人在打我们,
and sometimes we feel that we are beaten by others.
是发生容易呢, 还是不发生容易呢?
Is it easier to speak out or not to speak?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主一言不发,
our Lord said not a word.
这是他真正的得胜,
that was his true victory.
你知道从克西马尼园我们的主就得胜了,
and you know that from the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord was victorious.
当他说不要照我的意思只要照你的意思,
when he said, not my will, but your will,
他已经得胜了,
he had already gained the victory.
一切的羞辱,
no matter what humiliation,
一切的迫害,
no matter what persecution,
都不能夺去他的得胜,
nothing could take away his victory.
这些人所做一切不合理的事,
all the unreasonable things that these people did to him,
不能使我们的主发脾气,
were unable to move our Lord to anger,
不能够使我们的主失去了他怜悯人的心,
were unable to steal away our Lord's heart of compassion,
人所对他做的这一切的坏事,
all the terrible things that mankind did to him,
不能够使我们的主自哀自怜,
nothing was able to make our Lord pity himself.
人所做的一切的事,
no matter what people did to him,
不能够使他不爱世上的人,
it couldn't make him to stop loving.
这些人所做的一切的邪恶,
all the evil that all these people did,
不能够让我们的主放弃他的顺服,
it could not move our Lord to abandon obedience.
克西马尼园,
the Garden of Gethsemane
是真正的得胜,
is the true victory.
主那不死的爱,
the undying love of our Lord
是他能够得胜的秘诀,
is the secret to his victory.
当我们一同来到这个神圣的地方的时候,
and when we come to the sacred place together,
我们只有低头敬拜,
we can only bow and worship.
何等的主,
what a Lord.
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀,
glory.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow in prayer. Father, may the Holy Spirit open our eyes so that we can see our Lord.
是什么样的爱让他肯走过克西马尼园的路?
What manner of love led him through the Garden of Gethsemane?
是什么样的爱让他能够面对出卖还满了爱心?
What manner of love enabled him to be betrayed and yet continue to love?
是什么样的爱让我们的主能够受到这么不公平的审判还能够坚持到底?
What manner of love made our Lord endure when he underwent such injustice?
是什么样的爱让我们的主受尽人间一切的羞辱和虐待?
What manner of love enabled our Lord to go through such humiliation and suffering?
是为了谁?
Who was it for?
父啊,
Father,
求圣灵,
may the Holy Spirit
在我们的心中 说出许多我们人话语有限的地方,
speak to our hearts what we cannot say with human words.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告,
in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.